New York Times, anti-Semitic, racist tweets from politics editor violate standards, considering next steps. By Matthew Boyle on August 22, 2019. A New York Times spokesperson has responded hours later to a Breitbart News investigation into racist and anti-Semitic comments one of its political editors made on Twitter, saying the comments violate the newspaper's standards and it is considering what to do next. The statement, provided to The Wrap and quoted on Twitter by CNN writer Oliver Darcy, comes more than 6 hours after Breitbart News first published an exclusive expose into New York Times politics editor Tom Wright Bersanti's racist and anti-Semitic tweets. After Breitbart News' original piece, Wright Bersanti deleted many of the tweets admitting they were offensive and apologized. In his apology, he does not explain why the tweets were offensive and brushes off the comments as from a decade ago. The Times, through spokeswomen Danielle Rhodes-Ha and Eileen Murphy, has not replied to repeated requests for comment from Breitbart News on whether they think his actions are enough, or whether executive editor Dean Baquet has become involved in this matter. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham told Breitbart News exclusively in response to the first piece exposing Wright Bersanti that she and the White House were disgusted by the comments he made about Jews and others. "I am disgusted but not surprised by this latest revelation out of the New York Times," Grisham said in a statement provided exclusively to Breitbart News. "Will there be consequences? Doubtful. The New York Times is too busy weaponizing journalism to harass this president and the people who work for him to bother holding their own people accountable." Wright Bersanti has been criticized from all sides in the wake of these revelations, as has the New York Times. In a phone interview on Thursday, Zionist Organization of America, ZOA, President Mort Klein called on the Times to fire him immediately and launch an internal review of the newspaper's hiring practices and editorial processes. "First of all, the New York Times should fire this editor immediately," Klein, a leading pro-Israel voice in America, said. Klein continued, "Murphy and Rhodes-Ha continue to refuse to answer whether the Times will proceed with a newspaper-wide review of editorial processes, hiring practices, and staff comments to determine if others exist in a place that has harbored Wright Bersanti for more than 5 years despite these publicly available anti-Semitic and racist views." But Klein told Breitbart News that given this, plus the Times' problems with anti-Semitic cartoons and other recent racist and anti-Semitic scandals inside the newspaper, a company-wide audit is a must, especially with rising anti-Semitism from leftist Democrats such as Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Rashida Tlaib, DME, and Ilhan Omar, DMN. "I think given the decades of bias and bigotry against the Jewish state that has come from the New York Times, it is time to do a serious audit to determine why almost all of their reporters and all of their editorial writers are openly hostile to the Jewish state," Klein said. Klein continued, "Their bigotry against Israel is so consistent, so pervasive, that it has to be more than a coincidence of some sort. They really should reevaluate why they're allowing this bias that they would never allow against blacks or gays or women or Hispanics. Why are they allowing this against Jews? In an era of rising anti-Semitism and attacks against Jewish people, and overt anti-Semitism from congresswomen like Tlaib, Omar, and Duck, it is a time where the New York Times should be especially sensitive to not increasing enmity toward the Jewish state of Israel and the Jewish people." Trump campaign adviser Katrina Pearson added that the Times should hire an outside counsel, an independent law firm, to conduct the company-wide review into anti-Semitism and racism pervasive throughout the newspaper. Combined with other recent scandals like the publication of anti-Semitic cartoons and racist tweets that led to the demotion of another political editor in the Times newsroom, it is long past time for the New York Times to hire an independent outside counsel legal firm to conduct a thorough review of the newspaper's entire staff, hiring practices, and all editorial processes, Pearson told Breitbart News. Several others, including many top Republicans such as Representative Lee Zeldin, RNYA Republican congressman from New York who is Jewish, have called on the Times to take action and clean up its organization. "It remains to be seen what will happen next, but now that the Times in its first statement on the matter has confirmed the tweets were a violation of its rules, action appears to be on the horizon."